Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, man. How's Kansas City? Have you tried the barbecue? Hey, man. What's new in the clubhouse? The bullpen and the lineup, too. Hey, man. How was the road trip? Bob and Josh.
Matt Cotrero, the skipper of the Royals, joins us each and every week, brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, that's CenturyRoofingKC.com. All right, we're with the OG version of Hey Matt.
Yes.
I can't bring myself. I think the old number fives are ready to concoct a new version. It's not knocking their skills, Bob.
No.
I don't know that you can top how great Hey Matt is.
It's like redoing Brett Veach Town. You just can't.
It just feels right. The original version of Hey Matt. It just brings a smile and
we're all smiling.
Gets us ready for baseball.
You smiling, Matt? You like that, don't you?
I don't disagree at all. I like that one.
Yeah, we got to keep that going. So how is it to be back? Spring training in the rearview mirror. You get ready to go tomorrow. You feeling good about this?
Yeah, it was great to get home the other night. We had the nice exhibition game in Northwest Arkansas, and then came home yesterday to midwinter conditions. But other than that, we're excited. It's nice to see the sun out today. We're gonna have the workout later, and everybody's ready to go.
Yeah. Sounded like that exhibition game was kind of fun, packed house, and it looked like it was a good time.
It was, yeah. I mean, we got very lucky because throughout the day the weather was not good. It rained hard all day. But they predicted it would end sometime between 3 and 4, and it did. And the field was in great shape. And Trevor Vance, our grounds crew, and our whole grounds crew was down there, which was nice. So they got everything set up along with the crew down there, and it went off without a hitch.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And so now here we sit on the cusp of what I think is going to be an incredibly fun season of Royals baseball. I think expectations, obviously, for you guys are high. You're starting to see some of the national people go, hey, keep an eye out for the Royals, all the moves you made in the offseason. The expectation level should be there this year from fans, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we went through a lot of stuff in the offseason to get us in a spot where we feel a lot better about the team. And that's not necessarily a knock on anybody that was here before. It's just a matter of, it's our job every year to upgrade. No matter if we won 100 games last year or not, we'd still be looking to upgrade. And that's kind of the mindset we have, you know, on a day-to-day basis, but also year to year. So yeah, we have high expectations for ourselves, and that would be great if the fans have those as well, because that's what the passionate fans want.
You were obviously on the ground the entire time. You know, we feel like we're like almost like far away removed most of the times from spring training, right? These games kind of happen away from us. We don't all see it here in Kansas City. But what were your kind of like biggest maybe takeaways from spring training with this group?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is our pitching. You know, I think one thing is we're going to throw it a lot more strikes than we did last year. That was evident. You know, that's been a message since we came in, which is not a not top secret by any means, right? But the guys that we have, they're going to be able to execute that more. So what that means to me is, if somebody's going to beat us, they're going to have to beat us. You know, I think we're going to play good defense, and the more strikes you throw, the more decisions you make, the opposing hitters make, it's hard to hit. So the more you challenge guys, the more you're in the zone, the better chance you have of being effective. So between that and the other thing on the offensive side is really just having a deeper lineup. You know, some of the guys last year we threw into spots, you know, at the top or middle of the order where maybe that wasn't ideal for them at that point in their career. So being able to put them in spots that's more conducive to success, you know, and having a more balanced lineup throughout, I think is really the two things that really stood out from a baseball standpoint.
You know, Cole Reagans too, Matt, is getting a lot of love. People are saying, I'm a surprise Cy Young Award candidate. Like, you're seeing things like, you're going, wow, this is going to be awesome. And based on last season, how could you not get excited about him? What kind of expectations should we all have for Cole Reagans? Is this a 20 game winner? Is this a sub 3 ERA? Like, what should we expect as fans?
Well, I'll sign up for both of those.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fair in any one individual person to put those kinds of expectations on anybody, regardless if they're veteran or rookie or somewhere in the middle. You know, I think Cole, you know, what he did for us last year as a team and what he did to put himself on the map was tremendous, but that's all in the past, right? So we're living in today, and we're taking it one start at a time, and that's what his mindset is. I mean, I haven't been around too many guys that are as driven as him to continue to get better, not only when he's pitching in games, but behind the scenes, the stuff he does conditioning-wise and recovery-wise and in his bullpens and his preparation and all that is outstanding. So I don't think it's fair to put a ceiling or an expectation. I just think that every time out there, he's going to give us a chance to win.
The veteran guys being around him as well, I always feel like pitching, you know, does become contagious, but having a true vets like Lugo and Waka, what can that mean for Reagans and Singer and anybody else that's kind of looking to take that next step?
Yeah, and I think not only do those guys affect the pitchers, they affect the whole clubhouse, you know, and Will Smith and Chris Stratton and the guys like that and Renfro and Frazier, all the veteran guys we brought in, you know, there's just that sense of, okay, we've been here, we've understood what it's like, we've taken our lumps as young players. You know, they're going to give feedback to the players on things as little as rest and recovery or bullpens, or, you know, if you have a rough start, how to move on past it. Or even within that, like, you give up a few runs in the first inning, you got a chance to still win a game. You know, you got to, and that's the goal. I mean, really, when it boils down to it, the mindset that those guys have brought in is that we're here to win. The past is not part of what we were a part of, and we're moving on. And that's really what these guys can really benefit from.
God, I love hearing you say that, because I look at the Bill Pakoda rankings, and he's got the Royals at like 72 and 90. And they say it's hard to make a jump from, you know, 62 wins or whatever it was to more than that. It's hard to make a big gain. I'm like, but you turned over basically the entire roster. Like, there were a lot of, you're not invited back to the party next year because you didn't bring a good enough dish, right? So you've got a lot of new people in. How can people put a number on it based on all the new additions that you made to this ball club and say, well, it's not feasible to win more than 10 or 15 games than you did the year before? And I'm going, sure it is. I mean, it's a whole new roster here.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as what goes into those rankings and stuff, I mean, I'm sure they are based in data and, you know, the analytics say that, but, you know, what you look at is you can go to any rankings, public or internal rankings, and they're all different, right? So mm-hmm. One year to the next, you know, the one that really stands out is, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, the Giants were supposed to win 80 games and they won 106, you know? And so it's like, there's going to be underperformance. There's going to be overperformance. There's going to be injuries, and those things can't account for all those things. I think they try to, in some way, they try to regress to the mean in a lot of cases, but I don't think that those things are, we're certainly not looking at them. I mean, we don't go out there and think, all right, well, we got 72 wins, so let's spread them out or whatever. You know, I mean, we're going out there and the guys know that our goal is to win every time we cross the lines. I mean, and we're going to do everything in our power to do that. Now, obviously we're not going to go 162-0, nor is any other team. So we're going to do our best to put any losing streaks behind us and sustain the winning streaks, and that's our main goal.
I got you 162-0. Not
with that attitude. Yeah. No one can win 162.
Let's go, Matt.
All right, sorry to put a damper on things.
Yeah, really... I mean, my God, the manager, that's breaking news. Get that out to Mike Florio. He needs to know. Starting hot, though, like that's been this organization's Achilles heel since the day is long, right? Every year it seems like, got to get out to a hotter start. How do we do that? I know if you had the answers, you'd be a millionaire somewhere selling your story, but how do you make sure you get off to that good start so you get that fan buy-in right away?
Well, winning baseball games comes down to pitching regardless of whether it's April or September. So, you know, that's the number one goal. And I think that's why we made as many changes as we did in the offseason, is to put guys that we thought would give us the best chance to suppress runs on the other side of the field. So if you're in games, you know, you're limiting runs, playing good defense and pitching, you got a chance to win. And that's not really an earth-shattering news either, but that's what we're going to be about, and that's how we're going to try to go and, you know, win right out of the gate.
Matt Cotrero, Royals skipper, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio on the eve of the season. 3:10 first pitch tomorrow right here on 610 Sports Radio. I thought it was another cool thing at spring training. Saw a few of the former players from like 14 and 15. A couple of pitchers were back and kind of like, I don't know, it felt like an infusion of, hey, we were part of this organization. We saw it winning. How do you incorporate that? How do you hope they kind of provide help to this current club?
Well, I mean, I think the Royals have such a storied history, and every year for a week, you know, as many of them as can make it, the Royals Hall of Famers are there. You know, the Willie Wilsons and Amos Otis and those guys are there. Steve Busby, Dennis Leonard, all those guys. So that provides, you know, the historical context to the organization. Obviously, almost every day, George is there. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we don't take for granted. Mike Sweeney's there on a regular basis. And those guys are incredible. What our goal was bringing Shields and Davis and Holland back was just, you know, as anything, time moves on quickly. And a lot of the guys, you know, weren't as familiar with the Hall of Famers. Now they see these guys that they watched and, you know, in like Will's case and Salvi's case, played with those guys as well. And so the instant credibility, the instant message that they can deliver. I mean, those guys were playing as recently as 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, really it was a targeted, you know, mission, so to speak, with those guys, because we know what they bring as far as in the clubhouse, the teammates, the winning culture, the winning mindset. Those were the kinds of things that I thought those guys could help with. You know, and to have Wade and Greg there specifically for talking to the bullpen guys, not only our guys, but the guys in the minor leagues and how they go about their business. And Shieldy, you know, I've known him a long time going back to Tampa. And what he is he's tons of energy. He's tons of passion. He loves to help. He loves to share. And so just being around our pitchers, listening to what they have to say and sharing some of their experiences is extremely valuable for us.
Let's talk about Jim Harbaugh for a second, because he's announced that he's living in an RV at the Chargers practice facility. What is the worst living situation you've had in baseball?
I'm guaranteeing that RV is not the worst situation. I cannot imagine that it's like a Griswold type setup.
One would hope.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of like contradictive a little bit. I played winter ball one year in Hawaii,
uh-huh,
and it was so expensive that we had 5 guys in a 1-bedroom.
Oh.
So that was an interesting setup.
Did you work for us during the first Super Bowl when we all went to Miami and had 9 guys in a 2-bedroom?
We've done that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the funny part about that is we bought a station wagon, one of the old school station wagons, with the seat facing backwards. We didn't get it registered, and when we left, we just left it there. We didn't sell it or anything. We just left it. That was it.
How much did you buy it for?
You know what? I wish I could remember. I don't want to make something up, but the 5 of us chipped in, and
bought it, and that was almost 30 years ago now, so I can't tell you exactly what it cost.
Well, that is fantastic. Those are the stories, though, Matt, that you look back on and you love telling because you realize where you were and where you are now. I think we all have, like, when I got my first job in radio, my boss says, we can't afford to pay you. Go apply for government housing. And I like, excuse me? And so, like, we all have those bizarre stories. They're fun to look back on, though. I mean, that station wagon story is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. And they never pulled us over or anything, so.
Yeah, that's good.
It worked out.
All right, before we let you get out of here, can you run through the opening day lineup so we can all criticize it together, please?
I will. Yeah, I'll text it to you.
Okay. Yeah, text us that lineup. Let us know. But I mean, we're really excited. We're fired up, man. Like, this is the most anticipation, I think, for a season that Royals fans have probably had since 2016. So everybody's rooting for you, man. We're all looking forward to it. We're looking forward to get this vote out of the way, get the new stadium on the way, get the ball club winning, the whole nine yards. Like, it's a great day to be a member of this organization, man. And we're so happy and excited for the start of the season.
I agree on all of that. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. Matt, we'll see you out at the ballpark.
All right, take care, guys.
You got it. Matty Q, the skipper of the Royals here on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Century Roofing, two times, once at front and back.
I put that in just to see.
Your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.